Now, well, once again, allow us to express our greetings and gratitude we ask of you. And once again, before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as that silent communication or that telepathic interaction and the exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this evening. And once again, you will find, as a result of the energy that you have created, it is quite easy for you to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and to express that intent. And while we would encourage you to participate in that interaction, we would once again suggest as well that that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you created this reality in your so-called past to utilize your belief in time and space. You put in place many types of beliefs and belief systems that influenced your reality in your awakened consciousness state, and that you had very little opportunity to influence because you chose to make it difficult to influence consciously. It gave you the impression that this reality is completely out of your control, which once again allowed you to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. This is why you came into this vibrational level in the first place. It's why you choose to continue to be here. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's simply the reality that you chose to exist and to create. Then you, as a human consciousness, agreed that over a 25-year period, terminating in your physical year of 2012, that you would alter the energy that you utilized to create this reality, to create this vibrational level. It was a human consciousness agreement spread over a 25-year period in order to validate your belief in time and space for those entities who were capable of sensing the alteration of your energy. Now that alteration, that change in the energy, was very minor, almost insignificant, but nonetheless, it gives you the opportunity in the so-called new age and new energy to have an influence upon your reality from your conscious state that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in that time when you operated, if you wish, under a denser veil, when the energy that you utilized was more under the influence of your subconsciousness as opposed to allowing you to influence from a conscious state. It's important to understand that that was your choice. It's always your choice. As individuals, as human consciousness, it's your choice. And so in this new age and new energy, it became possible for you as individuals to have a greater impact on your reality creation process from a conscious state. You agreed to allow that to occur. You agreed to alter this energy to allow you to consciously influence your reality. Now, when you believe and participate in that, it's really insignificant. If you don't believe, then it will be difficult for you to accomplish. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It's using the same analogy that if you believe that you have angels and guides that are creating for you, you can have that. Understand that it's your creation. If you believe that it's not possible for you to influence your reality consciously, then you can have that. You can have all types of validations of those belief systems. Absolutely. But it doesn't change the simple fact that you as a human consciousness have created the possibility to influence your reality from a conscious state. And many individuals, particularly some of the individuals that you might refer to as the indigo children, these so-called new entities, simply entities who are reincarnating, but they're bringing with them the understanding at some level of their consciousness that they can, in their awakened consciousness state, have an impact on the reality that they are experiencing. Now, when we first suggested that you in the so-called new age and new energy would have the opportunity to consciously influence your reality, many individuals assumed that that would be a positive effect, which you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as a positive effect on your reality. It's important to remember that this is an illusion. And it's important to remember that the spark of consciousness, that absolutely unconditional love from which you create this reality, does not carry such judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. And so, to assume that because you can consciously influence your reality, that it's going to be a very positive reality, is simply a human consciousness concept and belief and judgment. Once again, from the level at which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. It gives to you that which you desire, without judging whether it is right or wrong. And so in this new age and new energy, many individuals who felt and believed that it was possible to influence their reality from a conscious state began to experience alterations in their reality, alterations that were the result of conscious thoughts that were appearing in their day-to-day activities. Each of you has that ability, absolutely. It's not something that's new. It's just something that's become much more easier for you to accomplish in this so-called new age and new energy. And so we would suggest that it's important for you to know what it is that you desire. Many people would have a very difficult time making a list of what it is that they desire. And yet it can be crucial in this creation process. Even if it's not from a conscious state, it can affect your subconsciousness, and it can have an impact upon your choices and decisions and the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. So it's important to understand what it is that you desire. And then the next step would be to utilize your imagination. What's it like if I had that particular reality, if I was experiencing that particular reality? And the more detailed your imagination, the easier it is for you to correct the reality. And so utilize your imagination. Consider that each element, each gadget, each particular tool, if you wish, that you utilize in your day-to-day activities is the result of someone's imagination. Imagination is a powerful, powerful tool in your creation process. Utilize it. Learn to alter your consciousness. And in that altered state of consciousness, utilize your imagination and make it real. Make the experience as real as possible. Learn to, in your altered state of consciousness, to be able to sense and smell the surrounding areas. Sense and feel all of the particular elements that are in your so-called illusionary, imaginary reality. Make it real. And the third element in the creation process is the expectation. And there, if you wish, for many lies the difficulty. Expectation. Do you really believe that it's possible for you to influence your reality? And it's that expectation, whether you believe it's possible or whether you choose to believe that it's not possible, that results in the reality that you experience. For you see, if you choose to believe that it's not possible, then you will correct the realities to better adapt the belief system. However, if you believe it's possible, then you can correct the reality to bring into your existence that which you desire. You see, many individuals have difficulty with different perspectives or different phases, if you wish, of their creation process. For some, for example, abundance is very easy. For some, it's no difficulty for you to create abundance. It comes very easy. And yet for others, it's very, very difficult. Because you see, for others, they don't expect that it's possible to create that reality. They don't expect that it's possible for that to occur in their day-to-day activities. But for those that find it easy, they don't only expect it. They almost demand that it is there. It's lack. It's lack. There is absolutely no doubt. They own the belief system. There's a difference between just believing and thinking that it's real. For example, you might believe that it's possible for you in your altered state of consciousness to have various experiences, perhaps past life regressions, perhaps interacting with other entities that are not in this particular incarnational period with you. And so, in that altered state of consciousness, you believe that it's possible for you to have those experiences. But you don't really own the belief, because each time that it occurs, you look at it like it's a validation of the belief system. Oh, there, see? It did happen. So I'm right, I do believe that, and I can create it. But ironically, it's when you own the belief system, and you not only expect it, but it occurs because you actually own the belief system and you actually demand that it is there. You don't need the validation. You don't need the proof. You don't need to continuously look at it and say, see, it was possible for me to alter my consciousness and to have an experience. You expect that when you alter your consciousness, you will have the experience because you own the belief system. So it is with many that are involved in that a creation of abundance. It's not a surprise. They own the belief system. They truly believe and expect it to occur. And you can apply that type of philosophy to all of the interactions that you have in your day-to-day activities, relationships. For some, relationships are very difficult. For some, relationships can be a very, very trying experience. And the irony of it is, when you hold that belief, when that's what you expect, you attract the other individuals who hold similar beliefs, and you interact with each other, and you validate what it is that you believe. And so it's difficult to achieve that which you desire. In your desire, you may choose to be involved in a very loving, extended relationship. And then you go through all of the imagination of what that would be like. But in the expectation part, you begin to doubt. Because you see, in that expectation part, there could be various reasons why you don't expect to bring that into your reality. You may not like who you are. You may have difficulty in loving yourself consciously. And all of those have an impact on your expectation. And consequently, once again, you attract individuals that validate your belief system, that give to you that which you really desire based upon your expectation, not upon the particular desire that you wrote down, it would be nice if I could have that. And use your imagination of how great that would all be, but then in the expectation, well, I'm not really sure that it's possible. I'm not really sure that I can achieve and be involved in that type of a relationship. And so once again, you attract individuals who hold similar beliefs, and that's how your relationships go. Individuals involved in abusive situations are exactly the same. An individual may have that desire, and then they have that expectation that it's not possible for them to achieve that desire. They may have the expectation that they're not worthy. They don't like who they are. And consequently, they attract individuals who will validate their belief systems. You see, what's difficult is to accept the responsibility for the reality that you're experiencing. You see, in an abusive situation, or in a situation where relationships seem to never work, it's accepting the responsibility that you're in control that allows you to alter that situation. When there's an abusive situation occurring between two individuals, we would suggest that it's the one who's being abused that is in control. When the one being abused decides to stop the abuse, it ends. Sometimes you may not be too pleased about the way that it ends, but it ends. The victim is in control. Absolutely. Without exception. And until the victim accepts that responsibility, realizes the power that exists within, then they will continue to be involved in those types of relationships. Other individuals will be attracted, and they will repeat the process until they alter the understanding that they are all that is, until they begin to lack who they are, when they begin to love themselves consciously. Then all of the expectations are altered as well. You have the opportunity to experience the reality that you truly desire. Expectation. Like who you are. We very seldom give advice or methods or techniques, because basically the method or technique that works best for you is the one that you believe in. If you have a method or technique, it's not really important what it is. What is important is that you believe in the method or the technique. That's what's important. But we would suggest that if an individual would like to strengthen their character, to like themselves more, then a very simple process is to write out a list of principles. Principles that are important to you. Important to you, not to some other individual. You're not doing this because you want to satisfy some other person. You're not trying to impress someone else. You're trying to impress yourself. And so you write out a list of principles. And when you create the opportunities to apply the principles, then you apply them. And as you apply your principles, you will find that you strengthen your character. And you begin to like who you are. And there's an amazing thing that occurs when you like who you are. Other individuals begin to like you as well. And then you have the option and the opportunity to begin to love yourself consciously. And there's a whole topic on love that we're not going to get into this evening. But there are certain elements and certain various techniques that you apply, first in loving yourself and then in loving others. And again, an amazing thing happens. When you realize and begin to experience that consciously, you begin to attract people to you as well that have the same experience, the same beliefs, the same attitudes, the same expectations. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. And you begin to have that expectation to create whatever it is that you desire. You see, you entered into this vibrational level. You chose to put in place an electromagnetic type of veil to limit that understanding of who and what you truly are, to limit the understanding of how it is that you create this reality, so that it can appear to be beyond your control, so that you can't, in your awakened consciousness state, comprehend who and what you truly are. You see, it's because of that existence of the veil that you continue to exist in this vibrational level. Should you reach a level of understanding whereby you absolutely hold in your consciousness all of the understanding of who and what you truly are, then you won't be in this vibrational level. You'll exist outside of the veil. You will, for lack of a better terminology, violated the agreement that you entered into to sustain and build that veil. And again, it's not right or wrong. It's a choice that you can make. Not only can, but will, if you wish to once again utilize your belief in time and space. You create your reality. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. But when you hold that understanding, then you will exist outside of this vibrational level. We've suggested that to exist within this vibrational level and hold at the conscious level the understanding of who and what you truly are, you would be, for lack of better terminology, determined to be insane. Not possible for you to hold in your awakened consciousness that understanding, because you choose to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. But it doesn't mean that you can't alter your consciousness and go into a meditative state and make that connection. And when you make that connection, you will begin to understand as well that it's not possible for you to find the answers written in a book or by listening to an entity existing outside of your vibrational level attempting to explain to you what it is and who and what you truly are. It's an experience that each of you can have. And when you have the experience, then you begin to understand absolutely that it defies an explanation. But nonetheless, it gives you a glimpse. It gives you a glimpse into the other realities. It gives you a glimpse into the illusionary of this reality. And it gives you that possibility to understand that it's absolutely an illusion. That it's one that you choose to exist in, and that you can change absolutely by altering your beliefs and belief systems. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. It's important that you understand that we simply express to each of you that which you desire to hear. We don't have access to some knowledge that's not available to each of you. To assume that we somehow have access to a knowledge on your creation process that's a more understanding than each of you have at some level of your consciousness is absolutely ludicrous. To accept that there is some entity existing outside of your vibrational level that somehow has an understanding and a better knowledge of who and what you truly are is once again absolutely ludicrous. It's like sitting in your home and looking to your neighbors and thinking and believing that you know exactly what's going on in your neighbor's home. Not possible. You can get a glimpse, and you can give them certain examples of what it is that might assist them in understanding what they are creating and being responsible for and experiencing in their reality. But to expect that you have that knowledge is absolutely ridiculous. And to expect that we somehow have knowledge that's not available to each of you as well is not feasible. So when we suggest to you that you alter your consciousness, and when we suggest to you that you attempt to experience that interaction with that spark of consciousness that you are, or with other entities that exist and are willing to interact with you, many times that information is much more pertinent than the information we attempt to express to you. For once again, we simply tell you that which you desire to hear. It's really that simple. Now, once again, we would like to express our gratitude to each of you. It is for us a very gratifying experience to enter into and to share with each of you in your vibrational level. For you see, we learn from each of you. In the vibrational level that we exist in, and in all the other vibrational levels existing outside of your vibrational level, it's very difficult to comprehend the level of emotions and feelings that you experience in your vibrational level. And we, through our interaction with our friend alive, get the opportunity to have that experience without the necessity of existing within your vibrational level. For we absolutely have no desire to exist within the limitations that you put upon yourself in this vibrational level. And so we are grateful for this opportunity to interact and to share with the Astral View, and we learn from the Astral View, absolutely. And so, we once again express our gratitude. We would bid the Astral View farewell. We would remind you that we are not separated by time or space. You have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the Astral View. And so we would bid the Astral View farewell with love and with peace.